code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
On the 13th of April 2012. For newcomers, help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's lots of audios for free download, and hopefully you'll start to understand the system you're born into, vastly different from the system that you thought existed and that the media tries to maintain actually exists, the fake one, that is. And you understand the system you live in, which is really a scientifically organized and creative structure, and it's really an incredible structure. It's like the Matrix itself. You think you understand it all, you move into the next level of the Matrix, and there's another one above you, below you, to the side of you, beneath you. They're all over the place. We're micromanaged, in other words. And this is the form of scientific dictatorship that Bertrand Russell and others talked about. And it's been here for quite a long, long time. We can see also that the structure also encompasses your whole way of living, from birth to death, what you'll work at, your kind of education, your class structure, your necessity to the system, and or your non-necessity to it, for that matter as well, and sustainability, etc. All discussed over 100 years ago by the boys who set up the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is also the Council on Foreign Relations across the rest of the world. They have the Trilateral Commission as well. And they run the planet into an organized fashion. Right now, you're going through the shake-up as they amalgamate countries and continents together under the global structure, using your tax money, naturally, along with private business that uses your tax money, and they're getting awfully rich of it in the meantime, too. But the outcome is a managed society under a bunch of guises of sustainability, etc., and using the fear tactics of global warming, carbon dioxide, all these things, to make you give up all your rights and just go along quietly like the good herd that you're supposed to be. So go into the audios, help yourself to those, and you'll understand how it all works and the long, long history behind it as well. Remember, too, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and keep me ticking along, because that's the only income I bother to have. I could get a lot more if I wanted to, but then I'd have to bring on lots of advertisers and staff, and then before you know it, you've got a business on the go, and you can't, you're beholden to too many different organizations, then you can't really say what you really want to say. So if you want to support me, you can buy the books and discs, as I say, and from the US to Canada, remember, you can still use a personal check or an international postal money order, or you can use PayPal or send cash. It's up to you. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And straight donations are really, really awfully welcome. As I say, we're living in a global society. It's been announced in many different quarters, and we're always having new announcements all the time, mainly from the United Nations or their affiliates, or the organizations that belong to them under their umbrella. And, you know, we learn primarily through osmosis, not by direct reasoning and arguments. That's what the general public learn. It's through osmosis. It's through the tiny bits of repetition you hear through 1,000 sources over the course of a whole year. The same things over and over. And so it's quite natural to start talking about it. You don't have to understand what it really means. You have basic understanding and no more. But that's how you learn, through osmosis. And that's why you have such a vast media enterprise, worldwide enterprise, with big media barns, to make sure that all the media says the same stuff about the same time on the same topics, to make sure you get the message. Whether you're listening with half an ear or not doesn't matter. Osmosis will do the rest. Because the vast majority of the public, as I say, are never truly conscious, never 100% conscious of what's happening around them and to them in any generation. Back with more after this break.
Thank you. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Hi, folks. I'm back, adding food and nutrients. Talking about the system we live in, and most people, remember, don't listen to shows like this. They listen to mainstream. It's the 6 o'clock news, the 9, 10, 11 o'clock news, whatever it is. And they see their favorite commentators and newscasters, and they get so used to them. They grew up with them. That's why they usually keep them until they're falling off their chairs. They're like your dad or your grandpa. And you can't believe they're lying to you, you see. And they give you the news and never question it. Most people never, ever question it at all. Because it never dawns on them they could be lied to. What amazing trust the general public have in private corporations. And yet, it wasn't always like that. I've mentioned that so many times before. It's really up into World War II and beyond. People were rather suspicious of mainstream news because it was still fresh in their minds of all the scandals of the past. They knew what media barons were all about. They worked on behalf of the king or country, sort of thing. And they misled the public, especially in times of war or when an upcoming war was about to take place. They misled the public to get them all on board against somebody they never thought about hating before. And suddenly, you're supposed to just switch on and hate them. So media is a very powerful, powerful thing. And the same media goes to incredible lengths to make sure that it stays very powerful. It will tolerate no competitors. Look at the Murdoch Institution for that, because there's quite a few videos out there, not just on the fact that they were hacking folks, males and so on, but they also have a company in Israel which put under competitor rivals that were starting up to challenge the cable TV industry. They hired hackers and gave them the keys, you know, these little keys that they put into the boxes for cable to allow you access to them. And they manufactured millions of them and gave them up for nothing to put their competitors under. And got away with it, too. Quite astonishing. These are the people we're supposed to respect, you see. These are the people who bring you your news. And people do believe them, too. It was Murdoch's group as well that hyped up the whole war against Iraq and for all the rest of them ever since. Because they've got a lot in common with the people in the Middle East there. They've got a lot of agendas to fulfill. Because medias do have agendas, believe it or not. I'm talking about your little local one round about you, where it's really an advertiser they put around your local area with the local ads in it. But even those guys, too, put inserts in as well for sustainability, so that the local group that's put themselves on your local council has placed themselves there until you can't do anything without their permission for the sustainability and the ecology. They get the inserts into your local papers as well. So everything is propaganda. That's the whole key of everything. And the way to propaganda is to look at any totalitarian system of the past. You must start with a young group in school, and you give them a different reality from their parents, or even children a few years older in some cases. Different education. And step by step, you make it even more different, more radical and more radical, until you have true believers that grow up being true believers in what's being pushed for the big totalitarian society that they're going to grow up into and be part of. And so it's sustainability and greening and globalism, overpopulation, and so many, many other things. Things that were worked out long ago, over 100 years ago, by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, working with its various other organizations like the Royal Society and the various societies on eugenics at the same time, to bring in a world society. And they truly hoped at the time that World War One, which they helped create, by the way, according to Professor Carl Quigley, that World War One would be enough to get every nation on its knees. They'd be so bankrupt, so starved with rationing, and they'd lose so many of their young that they'd be on their knees and ready to accept a kind of scientifically run system, an expert-run system, worldwide, a global society. But it didn't work out that way. And even H.G. Wells talked about it quite openly in his books, and he says it didn't work. We need another war, so that World War II. And even then, he said that it hasn't killed enough. These are the characters you're taught to admire. And it hasn't stopped in the least, because these are only a few people really in a vast army of so-called specialists, all interconnected to do with the planned society for poor old Mother Earth, you see. And they use billions, if not trillions, of their tax monies every year across the world. They're interfaced totally with the big corporations, international corporations, to do with food, armaments, everything. To do, supposedly, with bringing world peace to the whole planet. These whole corporations make their living off government grants across the world. And their founders are billionaires, multi-billionaires. It's big business, you see, sustainability and bringing the population into line until the bulk of the population will simply do as they're told. That's what it's really all about. Getting the vast majority to change their whole lifestyles. And don't ask questions, just go along with the herd and don't complain. That's really what it's about. And with all tyrannies from the ancient past to the present, you must have your high priests, you see. And different priesthoods, even in Egypt, specialized in different areas. Even as far back as Sumer, we know this was so. Some priests dealt with real estate in Sumer. Other priests dealt with taxes. And other ones dealt with imports and exports and so on and so on. And really today that is coming to what we now call government and government bureaucracy. Same thing, but priesthoods at one time did it. The priesthoods are good because you can always bring a bit of voodoo into it and say things which are unintelligible to the public. So they must be right because you can't follow them. See, that's how it works. It's very simple. It's like someone talking in tongues. It's all nonsense to you listening to them. But if you elevate that person as some sort of high priest in contact with a deity, then you're not quite so sure anymore. Everybody else is sitting in awe of listening to the gibberish. And you think, well, maybe they're right. You know, maybe I'm not quite getting a point here. And that's how science works, you see. A science comes into being from an obscure grounding, generally, very obscure. When you mix so-called science with politics and power, then you're going to get a lot of this stuff that we've seen for years now to do with sustainability, climate change, the IPCC, things like that. They make up incredible doomsday scenarios every year. And they admit it themselves on their own websites. We must give the public horrific forecasts, horrific, to really terrify them so they'll all accept our findings. We're going to have our latest powwow, you see, and have lots of powwows, which we all pay for through our tax money, so that they can con us. And then they use terminology, because the first thing you must do creating a science is use terminology that the public don't understand. It sounds holy that way, you see. And so they make up lots of words, and then the next thing you know, they've got a university course to teach them the words, and then they're up in the limelight preaching to us using big fancy words that you don't understand, because you don't have time to study what they call science, you see, their particular science. But when you always find, too, when you people who do understand the lingo and who don't agree with them, they're awfully upset, the political priesthood, you see, the political scientific priesthood, because it's quite easy to beat them with their terminology and the facts, you see. They don't like the facts at all. They prefer you just believe their magic and give up all your rights and do as you're told. And that's what most folk do. Especially most folk that have got children, because the children come home, they're talking about greening this and greening that and stop using so much water, washing yourself, stuff like that. And so the children train the parents as well. Again, you understand there have been many attempts over 100 years to unify this planet by the same founding organization, using wars and various other things, even financial disasters, to bring it all together. And, of course, they hit upon using the Club of Rome, the think tank, they hit upon using climate change as the big stick, that everyone would be forced, once laws were passed, everyone would be forced to change their way of living into this new term they call austerity. And the big greenies have come out, as I mentioned before, saying that they've got to teach the public, you know, that it's a war situation. Because in, like, World War II, people got ration cards. They ate very little protein. And they didn't complain too much because they were at war, you see. And she said, this is one from Britain, she says, if we want to get the same scenario back, and the public will go along with all that we want them to go along with, we're treated like animals and mentally retards at the bottom. I mean, let's say what it is. That they actually say it themselves. Like, we're just a mental retard. You don't tell the people the truth. They actually said it on some of their sites, too. You can't tell the people the truth because they wouldn't want to go along with you. In other words, if we knew the truth, being human and not stupid at all, we wouldn't go along with them. So for them, it's all or nothing, especially when they're making so much money. I looked up the amount of organizations, even listed on Wikipedia. It could take you a week going through them all, or 2 weeks, maybe a month, to do just with the greening and sustainability. I think it's a growing industry. You sure got a job in the greening industry, just complaining about things. And writing a little paper once every 6 months, sent to the United Nations, and then comes your grant again. Lots of cash there. People are making their entire careers with this kind of stuff. They change everybody else beneath them. You know, the real producers at the bottom. But everything's counting, you see, on the Rio Plus 20 coming up, you see. And when you think something new is coming out, it's not. Any part of their agenda, including how they're presented to you, has been discussed in papers going back for maybe 6 months to a year prior to the big top guy himself announcing it to the public. I'll touch on that when I come back from this break.
Did you- you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We're back. I mean, talking about system that controls people, it prompts us all, of course, to how to where to think, directions to think, and or just accept and believe that most folk just believe it without thinking. And why it must be so. This planned society. And remember, Bertrand Russell said the same thing many, many years ago, and he's a big player in creating the system you're living through today at all the world meetings he attended. He also works behind the scenes for culture creation and alteration of cultures with big groups who are funded by your tax money again. But I touched on an article yesterday or the day before on Bai Kai-moon on his new economic paradigm that he says needed for including social and environmental progress. It's also called the blue economy. It's where you don't really have much of a gross national product, basically. And so they're going to go into gross happiness projects, you see. A complete mindset change. Maybe they'll bring in Hinduism and they can say that, well, nothing's real anyway, and we'll just sit there and meditate till we die or something. But anyway, this is what they want to bring in. So they're not going to go by your GDP anymore, gross national product, because we don't have much left, you see. We import pretty well everything, and that was also the agenda, to bring down America, especially. I read the article by Hansen yesterday from NASA, who's a real nutcase, and he wants to kill most of the folk on the planet that doesn't have a professional degree in anything. And he wants to really turn America back, you see, there's many statements, to the Stone Age. He wants to literally dismantle all man's dams, everything that they've done. done and changed, take down all remaining factories and just put it back to wildlife. It doesn't like people very much, you know. And they're like a few psychopaths at the top, as nutty as him, and they keep them around for certain reasons. So anyway, we've all to go do without goods. We're post-industrial, we're post-consumer, according to the United Nations. And the United Nations, remember, is just the mouthpiece for the big boys behind the scenes who set them up in the first place, and that was the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations. And it's big international bankers that set that up. Now, it says, convened by the government of Bhutan, the meeting Happiness and Well-Being. That's all that matters now. Number two, they talked many, many years ago about using pharmacology, a kind of soma drug on people, make them happy and stoned and they'll live their lives and die. So happiness and well-being is more important, you see, than gross domestic products. And defining a new economic paradigm. A new economic paradigm. What do you think that means? It's again to do with communitarianism and all that kind of stuff, because I looked at the other members' websites, and there's thousands of them. You spend your whole life going through them all. This organizational system that all lives off your tax money, and lives very, very well, by the way, way above you, and plans the future all the time for you to live in, you see. And it says, brought together hundreds of representatives from governments, religious organizations, academia, and civil society to discuss the issue. And as I say, they give you the Himalayan Kingdom example. I guess that's after maybe before the Chinese killed an awful lot of them. And they were all very happy, and they focused on being happy and their well-being, you know, wellness type of thing, rather than economic productivity. And that's because, too, the world was throwing so much at... You understand, there's a whole countries now, whole countries living off the things that are thrown at them from countries like ours, to feed them, to give them work, to give them everything. And so that's what they live on. So, of course, they're quite happy. They don't have to do very much to be happy. I think I'd be quite happy that way, too. People threw cash at me, and I had no worries about the future. Wouldn't you be happy, too, that way? And then it says, we need a new economic paradigm that recognizes the parity between the three pillars of sustainable development, social, economic, and environmental well-being are indivisible. This is to be their mantra for the G20 meeting, you see. They've got also these mini dress rehearsals prior to, you see, from their different organizations. And they say there's thousands of them all working with this. It's a massive bureaucracy, understand, a huge bureaucracy. There's probably a thousand times larger than all the bureaucracies of nations put together running the show. Do you understand that? Do you really understand that? And as I say, this is from April that Ban Ki-moon came out with this thing. But of course, they tested it already back in January. And it says Rio Plus 20 and the green economy, how to make prosperity sustainable. And so this organization, the Ditchley Foundation, was given the task of introducing this idea. They've all got to come up with ideas, all wacky ideas, you see. All these different guys are getting grants from us, basically, via your governments. So it says this conference featured a diverse group trying to identify new ways to tackle the huge challenges of sustainability and prosperity the world faces in the run-up to the Rio Plus 20 conference. We agreed that we were currently in a terrible place from an environmental and sustainability point of view, but seemingly unable to convince either politicians or peoples of this reality in the middle of an economic crisis. Now remember, these are non-governmental organizations, but they get masses of your tax money given to them to exist and do what they're doing. So he says that they couldn't convince the politicians and so on in the middle of an economic crisis. If people were not listening, we were not saying the right things. We therefore had to change the messaging and appeal. This is for the masses, right? Both to people's self-interest and their sense of responsibility in new ways, which engaged them emotionally as well as intellectually. See, it's very important to con you through emotions. That's like the main way that you're conned is through emotions. And documentaries, back before, after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Extension.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watford, heading to be talking about the big overlaying system that runs the world and how thousands of these type of non-governmental organization bureaucrats run so many of much of our lives actually, and where they're going with it and how they talk to each other. Because they treat all this like a war, you see. It is a war to them to conquer the public's minds and to get us to give up all our rights and freedoms, become global, and learn to use a pick and a shovel, or learn to grow turnips and cabbages. And, of course, they'll get it all at the top, because the ones who design it all for you see themselves as a new separate scientific class, you see. They're more responsible than we are, and they know how to rule our lives better. And this article I'm reading here is from the Ditchley Foundation. It's a big part of this stuff. They write a lot of stuff that Ban Ki-moon picks up on and starts parroting 6 months later. Now, I started off by reading a bit of Ban Ki-moon's stuff. It's actually from this article written back in January. And they're talking to each other in this article here, and not to the general public. And it's a note, actually, by the director. And it says here, they've got to find new ways in which to engage them, that's the public, them, you know, emotionally as well as intellectually. He says that we need to change our economic model and behavior radically to get where we want it to go, or could we achieve this by more incremental change? You see, they generally use incremental change over a span of 50 to 100 years. He says there was much debate, but we agreed it was not either or, but both and, all of it, in other words. There was no time to wait for government. no time to wait for governments to see the error of their ways, and action had to be start now with things we know worked, and experiments with many others. What they know works, you see, is, oh my God, you're all going to die, the sea is going to rise up and flood you all, and you're going to freeze to death, or you're going to roast to death like a piece of toast, and stuff like that. So that's what he's talking about there, using emotion and fear on the public. There were already good examples of changes which led others with a more powerful to a more powerful snowball effect. Wartime-style mobilization could follow. Now, what they said before, they all want us to get into rationing and for your food and everything, clothes a lot. Even sharing accommodation, cramping you in. Because all you want to get you off the land, you see, under Agenda 21, into these crowded cities. Meanwhile, if it was clear that measuring the GDP growth did not tell us what we needed to know about human progress and well-being, it was less clear which additional simple metrics could catch on. But we should at least be able to agree on a set of global indicators which told us where our world was heading, including the great risks involved in not respecting planetary boundaries. On an international scale, our side, we had low expectations of new major agreements, but better cooperation was still needed, including in areas like trade and technology transfer. You see, under the agreements you've got through your governments and the United Nations, you've been transferring your technology and your factories for about 50-odd years, by the way, and speeding up towards setting up China, and now it's Brazil and India and so on. You're funding all of that, you guys back home, you see. It says, well, we could not agree on the desirability and feasibility of a rapid move to the establishment of a new, fully-fledged world environmental organization. There was strong support for an initial non-intergovernmental move in this direction. Setting up an environmental data clearinghouse, which would enable national sectoral progress to be tracked and comparisons made, should be launched in Rio. That's the Rio summit coming up. So they'll announce that then. There's a new massive WEO. Environmental targets should also be included in whatever replaced the current Millennium Development Goals. Or alternatively, the concept of planetary boundaries could be reflected in a separate set of targets. So you see, the set of targets that all of us at the bottom have to meet, even if you don't know why you're meeting them or what they even are all about. So they're talking about how to get more cash, more public funds, to leverage the private resources which would be needed. The money was clearly out there if entrepreneurs and fund managers, they're their own professional fund managers, these people, these groups, could be convinced that investment opportunities could help solve both the economic crisis and environmental crisis simultaneously. And they're even talking about floating green bonds along with the carbon credits and so on. And you have to understand, too, that you, and you've got to read these articles, like, because they put out their own definitions of the words they're using, what they mean by the words of prosperity. They've got different definition of prosperity and sustainability. This is, we started by trying to ensure that we had a common understanding of the key aims of prosperity, quotation marks, and sustainability. Participants preferred such terminology to talk of green growth or green jobs. That's why these are the foundations who created all this green nonsense, which could not sensibly be disentangled from other kinds of jobs or growth. So it did make more sense to talk of greening both jobs and growth. We understood prosperity to signify well-being. So prosperity is all happens in your head, you understand. If you bring in neuroscience with this, which they do, and I've talked about Persinger and other ones before, neuroscientists who say that nothing happens outside, everything happens inside your head, including well-being or unhappiness or sorrow or depression. And normally when you don't have enough prosperity and you can't just sustain yourself, you're rather depressed. But they can find ways, you see, to making you have good well-being, regardless of the conditions that you're living in. As you lose all your jobs and you have to share your toast in the morning with your neighbors and so on, like a wartime situation, that it's all going to be good for the planet, you see. So they'll make you feel good about it. And you won't have to, I don't know, eventually they'll probably have a lobotomy pill they can probably just give us. Maybe it's already there, nanotechnology to stick in the food. But eventually you won't worry at all about the conditions you're living in. And it's just there was agreement that we faced a dire environmental situation where business as usual was not an option. Climate change alone, although that's all debatable, but not to them. To them, climate change to them is their big stick. They can't let it go. It doesn't matter if God himself came down and said it was all rubbish. They'll try and blow God out of the skies because they cannot give this up. This is the technique to control everyone. As again, go back to the Club of Rome that came up with the idea and have picked on that and jumped on it since then. And even some politicians in Canada have said it doesn't matter if the climate change science is all bogus. We can help spread the wealth across the world. That's the function of it. Distribution of wealth. One of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. So anyway, it's dry, boring stuff, but it's the only way we understand what's going on, especially when they have to give their handouts to newspapers to read to you. If you read their inside stuff, then you'll understand where they're really going with it all and why they're going with it all to that direction. And if you hear lots and lots more about forget your gross domestic product, all you need is to feel happy, be well inside yourself. Mind you, if you're all brought up in utter dire poverty, you'll think it's normal after a generation because you have nothing to compare it to. And that's true. That's happened in the past to people. Works very, very well. So if you think that sustainability is something to do with that, it's not at all. In fact, in that article today, I said that there are fewer and fewer American teenagers having children, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, like they used to do. In fact, they used to get married at that age, quite commonly. But it's gone down to 1940s levels. It's just plummeted. They don't want children. And that's why they bring in immigrants to pay off the national debt, supposedly. That's what they tell us at the top. Mind you, the abortion rates have increased dramatically, along with STD. But that they don't bring that too much into the actual article. So you're living through a planned society, depopulation. They make it a cultural desirability not to have children, and that's happened, worked very well. And the PR for that was starting in the 50s, and then really burst out in the 1960s when they gave the pill out, they gave free abortions out. And the state basically came out and says, don't worry about that, do what you want, have fun, and we'll take care of any problems for you. And that happened, and here we are today. And yet the same United Nations is prattling about, well, still too many people. There's too many people. No one's having children. There's too many people. And then if you have children, you've got the children's aid going to grab them off you, probably, because you're giving them bad ideas. Bad ideas about when you raise them and say, look, don't believe everything you're told at school. That's enough to get your children taken off you. I'm not kidding you. It is. There's lots of folk who've had that done to them already. And even when I was young, I can remember the farce to do with pensions because the government, of course, uses the cash that's put in every week or every month from your paycheck into the pension pool. And it's invested immediately, masses of money invested. I'm not talking about like 5% return. I'm talking 30%, 40%, because they've loaned them out through the IMF, often, in fact, to countries that have already defaulted that are paying incredible rates of interest when they take out loans. But when it comes down to your retirement time, they grudge giving you retirement money. Even you've paid into all that time, and you've used it over and over and over again through investing. And it's a trend now, of course, worldwide, you know. It's a trend because we're global, you see. That everybody's pension age must go up now. Because all the stats and statistics and so on, and they know exactly pretty well how many folk are going to die. It's now they've got everybody's DNA as well, and your genealogy, a good idea how long you're going to live. And I'm not kidding about that. They've actually done it all. And they've worked out, if they can raise the pension age up to 67 maybe, an extra so many billion or whatever million will die every year. Without collecting their pension, then the government can keep it, you see. That's the whole point of it. But it's presented to the public as kind of a public fault. There's too many of you. Pension warning is Britain told to act now or see £750 billion added to the national debt. It's like blackmail, isn't it? Isn't it? It is the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, which is a private organization. It gets your cash, by the way, because you must pay cash. Every country pays its cash to the International Monetary Fund for these private guys to have their private banking system. And they act like the big hard man. They give out loans to countries that have defaulted, and then they put you back down home, wherever the countries that lend them the money, put you down as the guarantors. So you're constantly being guarantors of third world countries that always renege on their loans. And the bankers love that. Perpetual money coming in forever and ever with massive interest. But anyway, British workers should be forced to delay their retirements now or see £750 billion added to the national debt, the IMF warned yesterday. I mean, the IMF should be out of the picture. There shouldn't even be an IMF. You understand? This is all set up under the United Nations and the World Bank a long time ago, and the Bank for International Settlements, where Carol Quigley himself said that the BIS, Bank for International Settlements, will work all the other bank, central banks underneath them. They'll be the boss of them all. And the IMF will be their strongman. The country gets countries in default or they have a hard time making their payments. And it's with compound interest, of course. Then the IMF comes in and runs the country for you. The first thing they do is slash healthcare to the bone, so there's none there. And everything is chopping, where we can chop money, we'll chop it. So now the IMF, exactly as predicted, as designed to do, is now running countries like Britain and lots of other countries besides, even though Britain's still lending money out on its own to other countries and giving cash away. It said the country faced national ruin if the average lifespan in the UK rose by just 3 years more than predicted. Oh my God, don't live. It's because you're living, understand, you're in such a problem. So the organisation warned that if that happened, £750 would be added to the national debt by 2050 to pay for the increased cost of pensions and healthcare. But there's hardly any healthcare left there, by the way. That would push the debt burden up from 76% of national output to as much as 135%. See, this is the voodoo priests giving you their terminology, you see, to lose you. You're supposed to believe their statistics, you see. Remember that saying, too, there are lies and there are damned lies and then there are statistics. Like it's science, you can't argue with that. And a report into so-called longevity risk. So now it's a longevity risk. You might live too long. The Washington-based International Monetary Fund urged governments to tackle the problem now before it's too late. I think Brown now is in charge of it there. He was sent over after decimating Britain as a prime minister, and they sent him over to be in charge of the Washington-based IMF. So he's helping destroy the best left of the world. Now he wants to kill off all the older folk. It suggested a further increase in retirement ages, higher contributions, of course, in the pension pots from employees and employers, and smaller payouts to those in old age. They can hardly get their folk dying in Britain every year and elsewhere in Europe, I'm sure, because they can't afford the fuel to heat themselves in their homes. This is progress, folks. But mind you, from the other side's point of view, it is progress. They want more of you to die off and live in subsistence, below subsistence pay and pensions, and just die. The basic the message is just die, you know. For what? So they've got more cash to dish out into China and build hospitals for the Chinese. We are still building hospitals for the Chinese, Canada, the US, Britain, France, all these other countries. Under the United Nations organizations that law signed on to in 1946. Quite something. So, they want you to work into 67 and even longer, it says. In fact, even talking about doing your own genealogy, and if you've got a chance to live in your 80s, then they'll make you work into your 80s. That's basically what they're saying. Something. And the money. There's always plenty of money for, as I say, these world operations and throwing overseas and building even atomic power plants, for instance, in China. And Canada was part of that too, because we're kind of ahead on building these big Canada years ago got the contracts for building them for China, although cars they pay for most of it themselves. Not bad, eh? Can do reactors. And also the biggest hydroelectric dams, too, for China as well. We're all paying for that as well. They won't even up and fix the systems that exist in Canada, but we can do it for China. Because we're signing an agreement, you see. Nobody talks about that kind of thing, do they? It doesn't happen. Back with more after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I'm Todd Watts. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. And just before I go to the caller, I'm also going to mention that another link tonight will be the one to do with the upcoming NATO meeting in Chicago. And they're expecting demonstrations, and they're going to use the same various sound cannons and so on, the non-lethal weaponry that they used at one of the G20 meetings in Pittsburgh. And they're going to use the LRAD system, it's called. It gives high-frequency signals out there and gives you splitting headaches and so on. And they're getting sued, actually, for using it. It doesn't matter. They'll use it again in Chicago. Maybe some other tricks as well they'll unroll to the general public. Now, we'll go to George, and I think it's Pennsylvania. Are you there, George? Hello?
Hello, Alan?
Yes.
Yes. How do you do tonight?
Not too bad at all.
Nor I. Pleasure to speak with you once again. It's been a few months, several months.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I wanted to call you to thank you and touch upon a few things you brought up over the past 2 weeks to a month. But first, you had mentioned a quote, there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. That was Mark Twain, was it not?
I think it was, and I know Theo Roosevelt and others used it afterwards, yeah.
Right. What's your opinion on the likes of Mark Twain and Jules Verne as far as the predictive programming and what have you are concerned? You know, Mark Twain said a lot on religion, you know, the papers on the Adam family and things of that nature, like who is the Republic, is it the, et cetera. I'm sure you know the topics I'm speaking of, but what are the likes of Jules Verne, whose literature is more or less innocent compared to the likes of H.G. Wells and the Huxleys?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think at that time, really, Germany had the lead in science fiction, even
right.
In the late 1800s, and so it was pushing lots of stuff that got copied by others to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Science was going to become the new god, the new savior. It would solve all our problems for us, and we'd go to the moon and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and under the sea.
Under the sea had a lot of man was wicked on the surface, man was bad, he was conquering, he'd slaughtered, he was a thief, he robbed everybody through piracy.
Yeah, so you had this man, Captain Nemo, which is Latin for no one. He was basically telling the fellow, as far as you're concerned, I'm Captain Nobody.
Yes, and it's also...
I have a bit of a laugh, because these people watching the Finding Nemo cartoons are watching a movie that's essentially entitled Finding No One.
Yes.
Which I find, there's something funny about that, but I can't quite find the joke there.
It's also, they love to put that word, the omen is backwards, is Nemo.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. I was also wondering about AT&T.
Oh, yeah. But also with Mark Twain, I don't think he was a fool on anything. I mean, he was so into what was really going on. He was a very streetwise guy as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose that could be credited due to the fact that he was born on the proverbial wrong side of the tracks.
Yes.
And that's where he grew up. So he saw the grime and gritty nastiness of the human end of society.
Yeah, and he saw the reality of life. I mean, I love the story about how to get rich.
I called in too late.
Yeah.
I hear the music.
But the one about picking up pins outside the bank, you know, and the bank man comes out and thanks you for them, and then gives you a little job there, then you end up marrying the daughter of the banker. I mean, and then it tells you the real truth. If you pick up the pins, the banker comes up, grabs them, and kicks you in the butt. And, you know, that's how it really is. But it gives you all these different comparisons and stories of reality compared to the fiction that's projected to us through the media. Excellent for that. Yeah. But thanks for calling. From Hamish Mustel from Ontario, Canada, this is the night that God, all your gods go with you.
The next round.